Happy Pride Month, everyone. Every purchase in-store and online while supplies last is going to get you a free little rainbow highlighter to celebrate this month's Pride.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
We still have a ton of really awesome face masks, and they're all buy one, get two free. This is in-store and online while supplies last.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be back at work. So much has been going on. I've been so busy. I cannot believe it's only been a month. It feels like I have missed out on the podcast so much longer than that, but it feels amazing to have some normality back in my life. It's been going so fast. Unfortunately, I got sick. And right before I was going to get vaccinated, of course, that was a little upsetting. And then I was lucky enough to test negative before my wedding still. So I did receive some incredible emails from everyone and happy wishes from those of you listening. And I would just like to take a little bit of time here in the beginning to say thank you so much. It really meant a lot to me to read your guys' encouragement. I know that it seemed like I kind of fell off the face of the earth for a little bit, but there was just a lot going on in my personal life, and I'm happy to be back. So if you haven't heard back from me, I'm still responding to all these emails and questions, and they should be to you soon. I'm really happy to kick off summer. It's my favorite time of the year with Pride Month. Last year, there weren't too many Pride events because of COVID, but it is great to see them returning this year with parades and art celebrations and shows and concerts. So if there's anything that you are attending or organizing, please shoot me an email. It's Haley@loverslane.com, especially if it's in the Midwest area, so I can let our stores know and our staff know, because I see a lot of people coming in and asking, where is the Pride events? And it would be great to kind of connect people. So if you are organizing something, you can reach out to me on socials or an email and let me know what is going on. I've been seeing a ton of really awesome events in the Chicago area. I'm in Michigan, so I would like to see some around us as well. Today, we're going to talk about all the acronyms that are kind of involved with the LGBTQ+ community, because there are just so many, and I'm a firm believer that you really can't be a great ally unless you have some education. So that's what we're going to try to accomplish today. And by all means, if there's something that's excluded in the depth of today's episode, it is absolutely not purposeful. Just email me, reach out to me in any way you would like, and I will post about it or mention it in next week's episode before I get into the nitty-gritty. And, you know, as both a bisexual person and an ally to those a part of the LGBT squad, there are so many terms that change or are reintroduced with a different meaning. So let's try to go over some of that today. First of all, we need to straighten out a few truths: gender identity, orientation, you know, sexual preferences, assigned sex at birth, gender expression. These are all different things that contribute to an individual person. I have yet to meet any person that wasn't taught these ideas, all kind of fell hand in hand, but I hope the next generation of awesome humans continues to break that mold. In fact, I was just around some family with my daughter who is 3 years old, hasn't even been much around other kids at all because of COVID, and they had to do that thing that I see a lot of older generation people do the most, asking, you know, do you have a crush on a boy? And it's just so strange that from our first words, they kind of find it normal to start altering or pressuring the way that she sees herself, her identity, or her orientation. And that is changing, but it's worth mentioning about that there are a lot of things that are, you know, we're moving forward with, we're learning. The fight is never over. Just because LGBT has the same human rights, it doesn't exactly mean that that community is always treated fairly. So we need to take a step back, become a real ally, and understand an individual person's individuality and what makes them so unique. And you know what? I have memories of this happening to me too, from elementary school all through high school, which is probably why it was such a shock to everyone. That was my family in my mid-20s when actually coming out. And I feel like that's not who they wanted me to be. And I kind of hid that because I didn't want to disappoint anyone in my family because they put so much pressure on me. And finally, when I did feel comfortable to let them know about my orientation, it was almost like they kind of told me that I was looking for attention. And if anyone is struggling with some personal battles, some family, some people that aren't understanding you, I also just want you to know that if you talk to me, I really want to be, and I hope to be, a safe space where you can have somebody to talk to and to figure out who you are and allow that to be accepted. And I want to be that person for anyone that's listening that doesn't know where to go. You can always email me or reach out to me on socials. I get the notifications right to my phone, and I promise that I will be there. So please keep these things in mind, because there are people that you know and that you love that are LGBTQ, and they may have not come out yet. They may already have, but knowing how to respect people, honor their pronouns, understand them as humans, and love them unconditionally is expected of every single person. I'm not going to pretend like I'm completely all-knowing on the subject. You know, when we got Blush's Pride collection in the store, which are actually really great silicone dildos and plugs, and they're designed in all different Pride flag color schemes, I had to look up which is which flag, and I noticed a few new flags that I've never seen before. So I took some time to try and learn them and to not be ignorant when these new ones are shown to me. And honestly, I think that the willingness to learn, to be accepting, to be supporting, along with really good listening skills, that is what's going to make an awesome ally. So let's dive into some of this terminology. We're going to go down a list, just give some examples, and I'm going to start right off at our A's. I don't believe they actually go to Z, but it's a little alphabetical order of some great terms that everyone should be aware of. And I'll just start with agender, which is going to describe a person who identifies as having no gender. So no, it's not like a particular gender similar to gender fluid. I mean, this is no gender, period. They do not identify with having gender. Aromantic is an orientation describing a person who experiences very little to maybe no romantic interest or involvement. So notice that this has nothing to do with what gender they are or their sexual preferences. Asexual is a lack of sexual attraction to other people. And then getting into our B's, of course, bisexual. And this would describe a person that is either emotionally, physically, romantically, sexually attracted to more than one gender or gender identity. The same way that some people use bisexual and pansexual interchangeably, but I would ask how that person identifies. Diving right into our C's, we're going to go with cisgender, is a person whose gender identity and assigned sex at birth are the same. So you can say a cis male, and that is a person who identifies with the genitals that they were born with. So they have a penis. Keeping with our C's, let's go with the term closeted. Closeted is a word that you can use or in the closet. It describes a person who's not open about their sexual orientation just yet. And even if you are still closeted, Pride Month is still celebrating you. Whenever you allow yourself to reveal what needs to happen, or, you know, whenever you're comfortable with that, just know that you have a welcome space. And then that kind of leads into our next C term, is coming out. And this really honestly like can be defined as a lifelong process of self-acceptance, accepting who you are. And people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender identify that to themselves, of course, first, and then you reveal it to others. And when it comes into the public, it's a process. It's not something that happens in one day. So getting into our D terms, the first one that can be used as also an I term, it's disorders of sexual development, also an acronym of DSD. It's a group of rare conditions where the reproductive organs that you're born with and your genitals are not developed as expected. So this could also be known as the term intersex, where a human is born with both reproductive organs, and they could be both partially developed or fully developed. And then we have drag, which is a performance of one or multiple genders theatrically. If you have never been to a drag performance, go. They are so much fun. And the people that perform are going to be known as drag kings and drag queens. We're going to skip through E and F and jump right into our G's. And of course, our first word there is gay. And gay is an orientation that describes a person who is emotionally or sexually attracted to people of their own gender. And this term can be used regardless of your gender identity, but it is more commonly used to describe men. Continuing down is gender affirming surgery. So these surgeries are used to modify your body to make your physical appearance congruent with your identity. This could also be known as sex reassignment surgery or your gender confirming surgery. Then we have gender expression, and this is the way a person acts, dresses, speaks, behaves, you know, something using the descriptive words like feminine or masculine or androgynous. It doesn't need to correspond with your assigned sex at birth or your gender identity. This can simply be your expression. If you are gender fluid, that is a person whose gender identity is not fixed. So a person that's gender fluid, you might kind of feel a mix of two traditional genders. You may feel one gender more than the other, but some days you might feel a different gender. Some days you might be non-binary. Like, you're completely fluid with who you are, what you identify with, the clothes you buy. Everything is very fluid, and it's just simply preference. And all these ideas of different genders that we have in the traditional, let's think traditional male and female, this happens because of gender roles. And this is like a set of societal norms that dictates what type of behavior is generally considered acceptable, appropriate, desirable for a person. And it's based on their actual or perceived sex. And gender roles are pretty toxic for people that may be discovering that their gender does not fit in this role that is the set of societal norms. Being genderqueer, that describes a person whose gender identity falls outside of traditional binary. Jumping into our H's, the very first one is heterosexual, and simply put, that just means a straight person. If you are homophobic, you would have fear or discrimination against or hatred of LGBTQ people, or even those who are perceived as LGBTQ. Going right into our L's is, of course, lesbian, and that is an orientation who describes a woman who's emotionally, sexually attracted to other women. I thought the next one was really interesting for our list. I haven't seen it much in other LGBTQ A to Z lists, and it definitely needed to be included. It's outing, and it's unwanted disclosure of another person's orientation or their gender identity because they are still closeted and they are not ready to expose their preferences. Getting into the P terms, we have pansexual, and it is a sexual orientation that describes a person who's emotionally, sexually attracted to people regardless of gender. So similar to bisexual, where it's two or more genders, pansexual is regardless of gender. So it's a very, very similar idea. Polyamorous is the next one on the list, and I know that I've talked about this one in other episodes, and it describes a person who's open to having one or more romantic relationships at a time. And of course, consent and communication and knowledge of all partners are involved. And if you want to listen to more about polyamory or open relationships or ethically non-monogamous relationships, you can jump over to, I believe, episode 23. Q is going to stand for queer. It's an umbrella term. It's used to describe some people who think of their sexual orientation, their gender identity, outside of any traditional societal norms. And some people use the term queer as more of like a fluid and also really inclusive to LGBT. It used to be more of a derogatory term, but it is now embraced and used by members of the LGBT community. Q also stands for questioning, and that is an individual who could be unsure about who they are, what they prefer, and is exploring their own orientation and their gender identity. S is same-sex attraction. SSA, it is a gay person, a lesbian person, a bisexual person, a pansexual person, a queer person. This term is actually used really commonly in like religious communities where they can just say same-sex attraction. S for sexual orientation as well. It's how a person characterizes their emotional and sexual attraction to others. And then the next one here is both social and structural stigma, which are negative stereotypes of social status of a person or a group that has perceived characteristics. It's separate from the person or other group members, and it's in a negative light. And it's what LGBTQ is constantly battling, is the stigma. And then getting to the end of the list here, let's go right to our T's. Top surgery is a way of describing gender-affirming surgery on the chest. And transgender is the next one. A transgender person is a person whose gender identity and assigned sex at birth are not corresponding. You know, it includes gender identities outside of male and female. And transgender women, transgender men, these all are going to fall under our T for transgender. And then we'll go right to transitioning. And for transgender people, it is a process of coming out, coming to recognize, coming to accept, expressing your identity. And it's a whole period where people make social and legal and also medical changes, and clothing could be changed, your name can be changed, your genitals can be changed, your top can be changed on the chest for top surgery. And that transitioning process can also be called your gender affirmation process. A lot of hormones are used as well. I know I did leave a little bit out on this list, but I really just want this to be a resource to people who want to be supportive, who want to be a great ally, who want to be informed, that you can reach to this and just make sure that you're understanding a person as an individual. When people come into Lover's Lane, or really any store, I think it should be a process when you meet any new person to ask their pronouns that they prefer to be identified with. When I am discussing toys, I never want to assume who your partner is or what orientation you are. And if that ever happens where somebody misidentifies you, it needs to be this organic process of learning, fixing, apologizing, moving forward, keeping people comfortable. It's absolutely suicide prevention. It's absolutely respect. It's absolutely necessary. So if you guys have questions, concerns, comments about anything that I talked about, I know that I just kind of ran through a list, but there's so much to discuss with this, and I just wanted a small little resource where people can kind of reach out to. And I can, of course, dive into more of these topics later. If you guys have any other questions, of course, email me. My email is Haley, it's Haley at loverslane.com. You can reach out to us on Instagram. It's at Intimacy Advisor Pod, or Twitter, which is at IA underscore pod. We're on Facebook under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. But I hope that you all enjoy your Pride Month. I hope that this helps. Reach out to me and let me know what Pride events are going on, especially in the Midwest, but anywhere. And I will talk to you all again next Monday. Thank you for listening.
always late.